Hello.
Hi.
This is Vibing Out with your host, Brad. So this is a safe, encouraging place to discover alternative routes to just mental well-being and achieving your goals, you know?
It's beautiful.
Please feel free to laugh at me, because I know I will myself.
Aww.
Because I have no idea what I'm doing, and we're here to go on this journey together.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I know, I'm a beautiful person. And we're here to make you a beautiful person inside and out. So speaking of, we have Holly Gibbons here today.
Hi.
How are we, Holly?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad. Not great, not bad.
You know what, that's okay.
I'm here.
It's about acknowledging the bad
yeah.
to appreciate the good.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Holly is a what I would call a free spirit.
I would just say an inner west gay, but sure.
You just said the same thing as I did.
I am someone that believes that the universe is our controlling power.
You're open to the universe and what it has to say.
I am. I'm a big believer in star signs.
Yes, the universe is calling and you're answering.
And gemstones and the stars.
Well, Holly, you're in the right place.
I am. You found a good companion.
I think I did. I think I did.
Mm.
So let's get into a reading. Straight up.
Okay.
Oracle.
Yes.
I love a good oracle card.
I do an oracle card at least once a year at the start of the year. And when I'm really going through some tough times, I'll do another one and I'll be like, oh no. Or like, okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
But I haven't done one since end of December.
Oh, okay. So it's time. It's the new year, new card.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Oracle is going to be a bit more, less direct than tarot, one might say.
Yeah.
Because it's more of a vibe, more of an energy of the room sort of thing. It's going to give you a general idea where you can go to.
Yeah, it's much more, it's broader.
Broader, that's the word I'm looking for, yes.
Yeah.
So, I've got my Oracle set
based
on colours because, you know.
So pretty.
Lucky it was a full moon last night.
I know.
So they got a cleanse.
Yeah, I put all my things on my little ledge.
What are we going to ask? What's the energy of the day? How are we feeling today? What should we keep in mind today? Do you have a question? It's just going to be one card draw.
I just want a bit of... how do I put it in a fun way? I would like an aid with my physical health.
Physical health, yes.
It's not good.
Yes.
My body is in shambles. No, I've got a bum leg. I've got nerve damage in my leg. And because of the bum leg, it's made me... I've done a disc in my back. And just my whole body hurts. And I don't sleep very well either.
Flip the card and just put them back into one deck. Any way you want.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
No. Okay. Go.
Trust.
Oh, it's trust.
How do we feel about that?
I'm a very mistrusting person.
Interesting.
I don't trust anyone. I don't even trust my cats.
But they're your closest beings.
They are, and why would I trust them? I don't trust myself. Oh.
Well,
I think we're on it now.
Well.
Jeez.
I think we've opened up a can of worms there. When this card comes up in a reading, it's a sign to start trusting yourself. We often seek advice from outside sources and people we trust. The reality, though, is that most of the time, deep down inside, you know what you need to do. See a physio.
I do, thank you.
Have the confidence to trust in yourself and your own sense of self-governance. Ultimately, you can make your own decisions.
The Oracle cards really were like, we're gonna mess you up.
So... I think in terms of that, you just need to trust that you're going to get better.
Okay, that was the most patronising way of saying that. I might cry. It's so on point though.
Yeah?
Like, it is.
That's the funny thing, hey. It just like, it always hits that nerve.
It always does. Don't talk about nerves.
Oh.
Don't talk about my leg.
Too real.
Don't talk about my leg like that. It always sort of, well, it's an oracle card. It knows what's going on.
Mm.
Trusting myself. That was...
And you know what?
I literally said that to myself in the mirror this morning.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah, because I put a lip on. It was a bit orange. And I went, no, I don't. Should I just keep it? I was like, no, back yourself, babes. Trust.
That's it, isn't it?
And I took it off.
And that leads into a bit of like manifesting, doesn't it? You're manifesting that you're going to look good and that you're going to have a good day because of it.
Yeah, and I I look hot.
Do you manifest often? What's your relationship with manifesting?
I'm a very impatient person, which I know we'll be talking about my bit of my birth chart later. It's very evident. I'm very impatient, and people are like, manifesting's all about patience and gratitude, and I have very little of that.
Interesting.
So I'm not a big manifester, but I'm a big believer in the power of threes.
Right.
So I'm a big believer in if one good thing happens, you got another two coming your way.
Interesting.
It also does, because I am a pessimist, three bad things will have to follow. But I've had my bad three.
Most recently. Yes. So you're due for a good three.
Leg, back, family member died.
It's a big three.
That's a big bad three. But now I'm looking toward my powerful good three, which is sort of in a way a manifestation, because I'm like, oh, I only have positive things coming my way now. Yes. I'm just waiting for them.
Yes.
Bring it on, baby.
100%. I think manifestation, I think people use this term in a negative way, but delusional.
Yeah.
You got to be.
You are. Yeah.
You have to be delusional and believe in that.
Yeah.
You just got to go, I am the best at this. I am awesome. And I'm going to kill it. Because then what? If you don't say that, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm crap at this. You're going to do crap.
Well, that's like I used to say I'm very narcissistic, but now I have narcissistic tendencies.
Yes.
Because it's the delusion of that, because I'm such a, I am a very insecure person and have struggled a lot with my mental health, but I walk around like I am hot shit and I tell people I'm the best. I don't.
Yes, you are.
I don't fully believe that, but it's.
You should.
You fake it till you make it, babe.
Exactly. You're going to start saying it so many times that it's going to be like, yeah, I am the best, obviously. Why are you even questioning that?
Yeah. And so at the end of the day, you go, I've had a great day because I'm the best.
Yes.
And people don't want to think about that, but it's true.
It's the truth.
And also I will say one of the things that I, my big thing that I did last year was because I, unfortunately, I'm not great in the love department.
Who is?
Like no one, but no one's willing to admit it. And I don't like to settle.
You shouldn't.
I will not settle. I have a lot of friends, no offense to them, settling. They're settling and I refuse. And so last year I got my little jar that I cleansed, bit of moonlight, bit of smoky, and I put my rose quartz in there with honey and cinnamon and locked that bitch up and I leave it on my windowsill. And it hasn't like gone gross or anything because it's my love jar. Awesome. So it's bringing me a good love. It doesn't have to be now. It doesn't have to be tomorrow. It could be in 20 years.
Exactly.
But it's getting rid of the gross ones.
Yes.
That's why the most recent relationship I had, he ghosted me. That was for a reason. He didn't need to stay.
No.
I would like some closure. But he didn't need to stay. And if people call that delusional, fine. Fine.
That's fine.
You live your life with your gross boyfriend and I'll be here delusional looking hot. I don't care.
Well, speaking of a big three, maybe a different big three. The stars are aligning. I heard through the whispers that you're a Leo.
I am, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you could pick that, but as my grandmother said, typical Leo.
And grandmother's my best.
Yeah, and she was also married to a Leo because I was born on the same day as my pop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was his 60th birthday present.
God bless.
Yeah, yeah. So we're the double Leos. So my nana used to, we'd do stuff and she'd go, oh, typical. And it was only when I got older I went, oh, that was a diss. But it was a good diss.
See, I love when people not use it as an excuse. They're just like, because I'm a Cancer. I'm just like, I just do stuff. And then you've said this to me like,
I have, yeah.
You're such a Cancer. And I'm like, what do you mean? And then I like think about it. I'm like, you're absolutely right. And the fact that I even questioned it just confirms it even more.
The only one that I hate hearing is when people are like, oh, my God, that's so Virgo. And I'm like, no. No, don't. That one, stop. They're not a Virgo. Shut up. Like, it's always, I don't know why.
And what do they confuse it with?
Oh, it's always like Virgos. It's like anyone that is a bit closed off.
Interesting. Okay.
So that's like, oh, that's such a Virgo thing to do. No, no. That's a Gemini, sweetheart. Be quiet.
The like, only thing I think of when I hear Gemini is Two-Face.
Yeah, but it can be a positive. My thing is Gemini men. Gemini women. Yes. Hello. That's the duality of woman.
very interesting way of looking at it.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, women Geminis, delicious. Love that. Because they're like, it's like the they have all the positive, but they have the realism.
Mm.
Where the male Geminis are like douchebag and sarcasm. Like, it's just not. You don't want that.
Not a good mix.
No, it's like a male Pisces. You don't want that.
I don't think anything just male, honestly.
Yeah, I could have kept going with all the ones I don't like, but better not.
I'm attracted to men. I don't like men.
Yeah, no, I barely like them.
Your horoscope for the day.
Okay.
And it's actually like...
pretty bang on.
It's pretty bang on.
Pretty bang on.
From what you've been saying so far.
Okay.
Leo.
Yep.
If you're single and looking for love straight away...
Genuinely didn't know any of this was said.
You may find it today.
Oh.
You could find yourself falling hard for a stranger across a crowded room.
I hope not. We're at TAFE. I don't want that.
You're going to look at someone that you've known for months and your eyes are going to lock and you're going to know. This is love.
I hope not. Because yeah. Half of them are about 18 in there.
That might pose a problem if the room is actually a crowded subway.
I was going to say I should get the train home now.
There we go.
Okay.
If the person appears to share your attraction, you'll manage to find each other.
Oh, okay.
You have a lot to look forward to.
Oh.
Enjoy your day.
That's a threat.
That is a threat.
What do we think? Looking at my Leo pen.
Ask the spirits.
What do we think? Train? It'll be all the buses will be cancelled now this afternoon and I'll have to... I do have to go to psych this afternoon. Maybe I'll meet someone in the waiting room.
There you go.
And the attraction won't be there because they're like, we're at a therapist's office.
This is not the time or
place.
And
I'll be like, hello, who do you see? Hello.
But that's the thing. It's using these readings like from the horoscope and using the stars. And it's funny how it's so, once again, bang on. It can lead you to something. And it's like, I really hate how accurate this is because it's exactly what I'm going through.
Mm.
And like, yes, they're pretty general at times, but applying that can really get you somewhere.
Yeah, and I think that people take it as like, a friend of mine always reads it at the end of the day and then they'll go, well, I didn't have any of that today. And I go, okay, but you probably did and you're probably just trying not to agree with it.
Being open to it is a big part of it.
And that's the thing. I'm like, well, what have I got today? Like, what? Now I have to be a bit more, because I know I have resting bitch face. I know I have that. So, like, maybe instead of having resting bitch face, I'll have to, like, control my body a little bit.
Resting supple face.
Yeah, resting chubby cheeks. Chubby cheeks.
Okay, now we're going to do a bit of a deeper reading. Now that we've got to know you a bit more, you're a bit, you're worried about your physical health because you've had some injuries.
Yeah.
We're talking about your love life and how we find a way through that. So now we're going to do some tarot.
Yes. Love a tarot reading.
We love a tarot reading.
When I used to live in Canberra with my housemates, they used to bring me their friends and I'd do tarot readings for their friends. And one time it was like a girl, she didn't know if she should leave her partner or not. And we all knew she should.
Yeah.
But I didn't. They didn't want to tell me anything. And I basically did this reading and it was like, yeah, there's an evil presence in your life. Yeah, there's someone that you know is bad. You got to get rid of them. They're all sitting there going, did you tell her? And my friend's like, she has no idea who this woman is.
That's so funny.
No, and she stayed with him. But, you know, I did what I could.
You gave the warning. The tarot said their piece.
She left my house and my housemate was like, dude. And told me, I'm like, magical.
We're going to do one of three readings.
Okay.
Do you want to do the heart? Obviously about relationship matters. The blooming flower. Ideal for success. Third eye. Just a general check-in.
I think I want the heart
one. Oh, yeah. I think we got to keep on theme.
I think we're going to go the heart one.
Okay.
Because generally, up here, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a body thing. And I'm at the physio on Friday. You know, we'll deal with it. Friday? No, that's Good Friday. I keep side-eyeing the camera. Okay.
My very dodgy heart.
Same.
Okay. So the first card we're going to pick is heart or root?
Sorry.
All right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
We've got the Queen of Swords. Fault-finding, belittling, tough exterior with inner fragility of coldness.
Yeah.
Experiencing hardship, widow, barren, sterile, mourning. Need I say more? Do you have any relations to that?
Like, it's pretty bangable. Widow? Kind of. All my ex-partners are dead to me.
I think that's what it's saying.
Cold. Yeah, I know. Okay.
Okay. Recent developments is up next.
Okay.
The Hierophant. I apologize if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly. It's not good. Tradition, convention, ritual, symbolism, ceremony, religion. Interesting. Are you feeling more in line with a traditional romance at the moment?
I am.
You are?
I am. As a queer person, I'm a bit more tipped to the men's at the minute.
Interesting.
And also, a lot of my friends are getting married and getting engaged, having babies.
So you're seeing that and maybe wanting a bit of that.
Yeah, even though I disagree with the concept of marriage, but I also really like the idea of it. And I'm a child of divorce and, like, yeah.
Number three is future potential.
Okay, yep. Another sword, great.
Ten of Swords.
Okay. I know, it's a sword. Let's go.
Affliction, sadness, grief. We can let things drag us down or pick ourselves up and move on.
What was this one again?
Ten of Swords.
No. What was the placement?
Future potential.
Future potential?
Yeah.
Okay. Stop being a grudge holder.
When faith chips us down, it's only a matter of time and choice before turning the page.
Yeah.
I think because you've just come out of a recent relationship.
Yeah.
And you said just before you were wanting closure.
Yeah.
Let's turn the page.
And I'm a grudge holder.
Me too, so I can respect that.
I'll bury the hatchet, but I know where I buried it.
Yes. Forgiven but not forgotten.
Yeah.
I think that goes in line with this.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four, action or circumstances that can help or hinder.
Please don't
One down the bottom.
Please don't be a sword.
Magician.
Looks a bit like Jesus.
The juggler, the trickster. Power, divine, connection and inspiration. Skill, talent, enterprise and initiative. Willpower, mastery, self-control. So I'm reading that as like, you are a very independent, powerful person.
Oath. It has been a very big problem in all of my relationships.
I think what this is saying is that obviously been a hindrance in those relationships.
Yes.
You need to find someone maybe that sees it as a plus.
Yes, that's what I've been saying. Like, I'm all independent woman. I don't need a lift home. I can get the train. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And normally that's a problem.
Why?
Like, that's a bad example, but it's like...
No, but into the sense of like, yeah, they want to help, but they don't want to... You don't want them to do everything for you.
No.
Like, they don't need to.
No. I'm like, the man pays. Why? I asked you out. I'm paying.
Okay, five. Something you may not have considered.
Oh, cups.
Nine of Cups. Success and abundance. Well-being, contentment, trophies, rewards, achievements, wholeness, wisdom. Interesting.
That I haven't been considering.
I think maybe...
Is it because I'm going for a lot of bums?
I think you may not have considered. I think maybe you're too hard on yourself and you need to really acknowledge the success you've had.
No. No, I don't want to.
Why?
I agree, but I don't like to.
No, okay.
I have the inner tall poppy syndrome.
No.
No, I do.
No, I know, but no. We need a lawnmower. Cut that.
That's what a tall poppy syndrome is. Oh. Cutting the tall poppy.
Oh, let it grow. I think that, you need to just fully own yourself.
Yeah, I think it is because when I date people, I dumb myself down quite a lot.
Mm.
Because I'm like...
No, don't. Why?
Why do you want to date me? I'm like, get it together.
You should be like, you're lucky you're dating me.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've picked you. We've picked each other.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Well, the last boy, I basically manifested that man. And so him ghosting me, I was like, actually, wrong. If anyone's ghosting anyone, it's me, babes.
And the last card.
Okay.
A clue to a happy ending.
Okay, great. Yeah, we want that one. Yep, yep. Please don't be fun.
Two of wands.
Oh, wands. Okay. We haven't had a wands yet.
No, we haven't.
I really didn't want it to be a swords.
Two of wands. Individual success versus codependency.
Oh, I am... Okay.
New enterprise, first fruits, invention, dramatic impact, release of energy, initiative, aiming high, extremism. Can I tell you my interpretation of this?
Yes, please do.
Because you're coming into your own and you're really being like, yes, I'm a boss.
Mm.
It's going to lead to all these new things in your career, in your personal life.
Mm.
And then that's going to be your key to finding someone.
I like that.
Mm.
We started off sad.
We started off very sad.
But it's bang on because it is a pretty sad love life.
But I think let's get some good advice, though.
And I like that it brought up codependency because that's one thing I'm very mindful of. And I think that's why I do go to hyper-independence is because a lot of the relationships around me, at both my parents in their current relationships, very codependent.
Interesting.
And that's the biggest nightmare for me, that I become codependent on especially a man. Woman, I understand that.
Right.
Man, no.
No.
It's a fear. It's an absolute fear of mine.
I think we end on something that you can take forward.
Okay.
You said that you have like a stone for the year and you haven't got your one this year.
I haven't gotten my one this year, no.
Okay, well.
Last year was Black Onyx.
Right.
That found me when I was in Byron.
Interesting.
And I was just looking going, I don't want any of these. And then it was the only one by itself tucked behind a bunch of amethysts.
So it spoke to you.
And the year before, amethyst was my stone of the year.
Interesting.
So I took that. I'm wearing that right now.
Lovely.
With my little Leo pendant.
Okay. Well, this crystal, it's also just your birthstone.
It's a period.
It is a period.
It's a peridot.
Peridot?
Peridot.
Okay. So your birthstone is actually a peridot.
Yeah. Well, period.
Period. And it's a stone of the heart chakra.
Of course it is.
I think that's a really lovely ending to this conversation we've been having. Promote unconditional love and compassion as well as facilitate forgiveness. Now, forgiveness doesn't always have to mean reconnecting bonds with the person. It can also mean understanding that and letting it go.
Yeah.
It's a perfect stone for shining some light into darker areas of your mind and provides mental clarity for cleansing the aura of negative emotions and energy.
Oh, I'm going to need one of them.
You can't make this up.
No.
Everything we've talked about is so clearly aligned with what you're going through at the moment.
Yeah.
And how you're processing everything on your journey.
Like, I genuinely might burst into tears because of how bang on that is.
Yeah.
That it'll have a lot of darkness to cleanse. Mental negativity.
But hey, that's what this is about, figuring out how to start the journey and then going through from there.
I'm going to have to go and buy a peridot.
Like, you're going to?
ASAP.
ASAP.
Actually, I might have a peridot ring. No.
Wear it on your wedding ring, for wedding finger.
No, I normally wear my skull ring.
Okay, well, I just wanted to, Holly, I want to thank you so much for being my first guest here.
No, I want to thank you.
Just vibing.
I want to thank you because that was honestly wonderful for the heart and the mind. And it was all bang on.
It was all bang on, scary accurate.
And sometimes it's hard to hear.
That's the thing.
This lady here, Queen of Swords, I didn't want to hear that, but it was true.
Yeah, sometimes the truth hits the hardest.
Yeah, and it was correct, and you did amazingly well. Mm. And I feel quite refreshed now, to be honest.
Awesome. And I hope everyone listening is feeling refreshed and can start their journey as well.
Yeah, and go and you don't have to, you know, fully believe in whatever.
No.
Whatever you find power in and find clarity in?
Absolutely.
Do it.
This is the first time I've done a tarot reading for someone. So, yeah. So, anyone can do it.
Yeah.
Got to find a deck that speaks to you, and that's how you start. That's all you got to do to get started.
Yeah. It will find you. Things in your life that you need, it will find you.
Yeah. Don't force yourself on it. Mm. Do it because you want to.
Yeah. I found a pink pair of Crocs on the side of the road. I needed them.
All right. Thank you so much, Holly. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
This is Just Vibin'.